Because at this point, the WHO has become a trap to entrap the nations such that they lose sovereignty over health and even other matters once one of these public health emergencies is declared.
And, you know, if that wasn't chilling enough, this authoritarian power grab that would centralize healthcare, they're talking about One Health Now, which puts humans, the environment, and animals all on the same level, where they could therefore declare a...
Yes, exactly. So one of the methods that's being used for the WHO to gain more power is a concept that was rolled out in Davos in 2012 at the World Economic Forum. And this concept states that human health cannot be looked at in isolation, but instead we must consider the health of animals, plants, the environment, water systems, all ecosystems together. So doctors are not allowed to look at health, your health anymore, but we need ecologists and veterinarians and plant pathologists, etc., to be involved. That doesn't really make any sense. But what it does is it allows, and the WHO and legal documents within the US and in other nations are being adapted to build One Health in, because what it also says is that the health of animals and the health of ecosystems need to be considered equally with the health of humans. Now, do you think the WHO is going to elevate animals to the status of humans? No, it's going to lower humans to the status of animals.